This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. As we launch into the second hour of the program, coming up here tonight, a judge has found Colorado's sex offender registry to be unconstitutional. We'll tell you more about that when we get the chance. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here with you. If you're just tuning in, the first hour of the show was spent kind of updating folks on the latest on the Utah nurse who was violently arrested by an out-of-control, power-tripping cop, Detective Payne from the Salt Lake City Police Department. It was such a bad arrest, it was caught on video, that the police chief actually had to issue an apology, which is very rare because the chief and other cops generally don't ever have to apologize for their wrongdoings. But this one was so blatant, so obvious, they couldn't get away with keeping silent.
Well, the police chief was distancing themselves. That's what they were doing.
And I've got more information about the story. We're going to share some of that with you coming up here. You can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. We actually had Chris on the line in Williamsburg, Virginia. You'd called in, Chris, about the internal investigations, which more often than not will find, you know, the department's own investigators will find that their own men have not done anything wrong in various different police violence cases and police misbehavior cases. And you're frustrated by that, and you're kind of asking, you know, or throwing out ideas for what could be done to create another level of check on out-of-control cops. Is that right?
Absolutely. I just feel like there has to be a better way than internal investigations or even neighboring police departments, whether it be, you know, on a state level. I understand you said it couldn't be federal, but there has to be a different way because police shouldn't be policing themselves.
Yeah, that is a good question. I mean, this is something that departments and cities and places, you know, various places have struggled with, especially the places that have had the headlines for violent cops is, well, what do you do? Some of them have created, like, police boards, not necessarily staffed by police, but
yeah,
staffed
by citizen boards.
Right, citizen appointees or people appointed by the mayor or
whoever.
But
then they become political appointees, and what we found is the, you know, decades that these things have been tried, they just don't work.
There's very little that they've done that has been successful, or they're neutered. They don't have any ability to actually have any kind of real control. The police push back against them. I mean, there's all kinds of ways it just doesn't work. And, of course, you can't, like you're saying, you can't have the police investigate themselves. And even if it's a different department investigating the police, they're all still kind of together in this thin blue line brotherhood. So it's unlikely that they'll investigate real hard. So how do you do that? I would say the best way, and this is no easy solution, is to decentralize policing, is to get the government out of the monopoly policing business and allow the marketplace to provide protection options. Because then if a market protection company is acting poorly, then nobody has to do business with them. That's the best check on out-of-control companies, for instance, right? So if there's a company that you don't like, you don't have to shop there. Right? If you don't like Walmart, you can shop at some other store or vice versa or whatever. And the same thing could be true if we didn't have government monopolizing protection services. So this is a big proposal, and it's not going to be implemented anywhere anytime soon. If we'll be lucky if something like that happens in our lifetime. But meanwhile, there really aren't very many options, are there?
No, there's not. But, you know, that sounds like a good idea. And, I mean, I just think it's something that definitely needs to be explored because it's something that will be important in restoring the faith in our police that's wavered by actions like this, Detective Payne.
And Chris, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And in a moment here, we'll share an excerpt of what Detective Payne had to say to one of his buddies later on after he had attacked this nurse and arrested her for no reason whatsoever, just because she wasn't doing what he wanted her to. She was doing her job. He has something very interesting to say. We'll share that with you coming up. First, we go to Albemarle County, Charlottesville Regional Jail, where Christopher Cantwell is on the line with us. Hello, Chris.
Good to be with you, gentlemen.
It's been a while. The last time we talked to you was shortly after the Charlottesville protests, counter-protests, fracas, tiki torch wielding fights that happened out there before you were arrested.
Yeah, before we go on, rather than us trying to make some introduction, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
All right.
Well, my name is Christopher Cantwell, and before I ended up in this box, I was the host of a live, uncensored, open phones, right-wing talk show known as The Radical Agenda, and I came down here to Charlottesville, Virginia, in hopes of attending a peaceful, permitted demonstration championed by the ACLU. But sadly, the fact that we were law-abiding people had nothing to do with the actions of our rivals who attacked us repeatedly. And so all of the violence by the leftists who didn't want to hear our speech heard compelled me to defend myself in a brawl on Friday night at the University of Virginia, where I pepper sprayed an individual. But shockingly enough, I've been arrested on three counts, three class three felonies, for pepper spraying two individuals who I did not pepper spray, and I'm in this box now awaiting trial on 60 years worth of felonies.
Yeah, so let's separate some of these issues here. One, you have the reason you used to be a co-host on Free Talk Live, and you did in the past. We had you on for a couple of years as a co-host. Ended up having to terminate that relationship because it kind of became obvious that you were harboring some racist beliefs. And so we said you're not welcome to co-host the show, but you are still welcome to call in and share your thoughts. And
it didn't exactly break Cantwell's heart or his wallet, by the way.
No, I think everybody ended up better off, actually, because of that. But anyway, but you're still welcome to call in and kind of share your opinions because we're happy to talk about those issues. But that's actually not the point of what I wanted to discuss today was, your beliefs, which we firmly disagree with. What I wanted to discuss today was basically the fact that you're being held as a political prisoner, and you have been accused of using this pepper spray, which you say was, being used in a defensive manner against a man who was imminently going to attack you and who had already attacked other people at this particular protest. There's actually video footage of this happening, and I was actually just reviewing that footage yesterday. I was told by a mutual friend that one of the people who's accusing you of this, he's in that video. You can see him very clearly. He's a man with long hair, as I understand it. I forget the man's name. You probably know.
Christopher Goad, G-O-A-D.
Goad. So this Goad is accusing you of directly spraying him with pepper spray, and what appears is that you spray the person who was you believed was about to attack you with the pepper spray, and maybe some of it might have wafted over in this man's direction, but he was in no way directly in front of this situation, and anybody who watches this video is going to be able to crystal clear see that. But yet, for whatever reason, you were denied bail this week.
Yeah. So I want to clarify also, Mr. Goad's statement specifically says that I maced him directly in the face, and he said specifically what type of mace I used, which, by the way, is not the type of mace that was on my keychain, okay?
Hmm.
As did my other accuser, which is a transgender person, I'll try to put it nicely for the FCC here, who in my opinion, shouldn't be a competent witness at a court of law to begin with. But and both of them are saying that I directly and maliciously attacked them with pepper spray just for the joy of doing so, and that is their statement. And this is blatantly false, as one can see from the video. And so that.
And by the way, the guy who you did pepper spray directly in the face, you don't even know who that guy is. He hasn't come out and accused you of anything.
No, he hasn't, and he shouldn't, because he was there assaulting other people, and the reason that he got pepper sprayed is because he had his fist cocked back like he was ready to knock my head off. And the only reason I pepper sprayed him was because it was the least amount of damage that I could do to him, because in my left hand I had a flashlight, and I was more than capable of knocking his teeth out, but I thought it'd be a nicer thing for me to just, temporarily disable him.
Yeah, so I want to weigh in on this, and Cantwell, I'm sure you'll back me up on this. You and I aren't exactly bosom buddies. This situation looks to me like even if you went around Charlottesville, Virginia on that evening, randomly pepper spraying three people in the mouth hole, right? Even if that was what was would happen, the idea that they would not release somebody on bond after that seems absolutely ridiculous to me. A $2,500 bond.
$25,000.
Right, but a $2,500 bond should be all we're talking about here.
Well, let's get into it. Can you stick with us?
If some old lady had stolen her purse, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah, hang on, Chris. If you can stick with us, we're going to bring you back here for another segment. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-3947. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-3947. That's 1-800-496-3947. 1-800-496-3947.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking. Drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Christopher Cantwell on the line with us, calling from jail. We're going to get back to him here in moments. But first, no?
Mark, no, don't read this now. We got Cantwell on the line paying to be here.
Okay, that's well, that's true. But these people pay for us to say the things they want us to say. Anyway, Chris Cantwell is with us here from the Albemarle County or Charlottesville Regional Jail, calling from the segregation unit, I believe, Chris.
Yeah, I'm in SEG, and I'm in protective custody. I'm in the intake unit, technically, so I see everybody that comes in and goes out of jail, but I am 24 hours a day locked in my cell, with save for the exception of when I occasionally get out to take a shower, which is not every day, sadly.
Which is strange. I know you've called me off the air, and you told me that they apparently give you a phone in your cell?
Well, it's not like I have my own personal phone. They put it through the slot, so like, I have to share it with everybody in the housing unit. But I get a code for the phone. I buy airtime through commissary, I buy phone time through commissary.
How much per minute?
It's 22 cents a minute to talk to you boys.
Not too bad.
Well, I appreciate it.
By the way, anybody wants to send me money, jailatm.com, you just go ahead and look me up, okay?
Jailatm.com?
Yeah, jailatm.com. I just found out about this, and then, of course, I don't remember what my address is. Go on to the rightstuff.biz. They've been
finally, a payment channel that's not going to shut you down, Chris.
What's that?
I said, finally, a payment channel that's not going to shut you down. You lost...
Well, yeah. I lost my Stripe, I lost my PayPal, I lost, if Bitcoin didn't shut me out, they probably would too.
So,
that's not the way the system works. Basically.
So we were talking about the kind of political prisoner situation that you have found yourself in here.
Yeah, if I could just explain for the audience real quick what happened at the bail hearing. Okay, so I came in here with a pocket full of cash thinking I'd be able to bond out right away. I didn't think that, you know, I was like, okay, I'm accused of pepper spraying a guy in a brawl. It's not the craziest thing that ever happened in Virginia.
Sure, there's
right?
bar fights that happen all the time.
Right, but a person from a bar fight, you know, has a broken bone, they have a bruise, they have whatever. The person who got pepper sprayed in the face, presuming that it was the, you know, I'm not alleging anything in the case, but a person who gets pepper sprayed in the face is up and walking around an hour later, they're fine. I mean,
exactly.
The worst thing, they might
exactly
have some
why,
irritation.
That's exactly why I use the pepper spray. You know, guys, you guys know me. I carry a pistol, at least one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm down here in Virginia. My carry permit's reciprocated in this place. We were down at University of Virginia. I wasn't carrying a gun because it's a gun-free zone. Hmm. They wouldn't even allow me to bring my ballistic vest there, and I brought my ballistic vest because I know the people that we're dealing with are very dangerous, you know? If you watch any of the violence and all these Trump rallies and stuff, it's all these Antifa communist lunatics bashing people's skulls open with bite locks and trying to start a riot, you know? And now, these guys are on Inauguration Day. These guys ran around beating people up and setting stuff on fire, and they're facing 10 years. I'm facing 60 years in prison right now.
Right, they just recently upped, your charges. You had already been facing 20 years, but they made them even more serious-level felonies. This was
exactly
on Thursday during your bail hearing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I go to the bail hearing, and downstairs there's a very reasonable white man for a judge. And that man rightfully points out that I'm entitled to bond, that I'm not a flight risk, that I'm not a menace to society, and that there's no evidence to the contrary. Sadly, the prosecutor, he wanted to put the radical agenda on trial and start picking out all the horrific things that I say on the show. Now, if you guys know a little bit about the radical agenda, I don't think you're religious listeners, but you know that it's a violent, racist entertainment program, right? And so, you know, so if you go and you try to put me on trial based on the things I said on the radical agenda, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find me guilty. There's just no two ways about that.
Well, guilty,
right?
Of what?
Argue the facts of the
saying
case,
outrageous,
you know,
things.
Saying.
Right.
Yeah. My entire job is to upset liberals. I've never spent a dollar on advertising. All I do is make Democrats angry. And so, shockingly enough, I find myself in a courtroom full of them and I got a problem, right?
Mm.
So the prosecutor says, the judge rightly says he's entitled to bond. They said it for more than I wanted to. I only had $1,400 in my pocket. They said bond at $25,000. And, you know, I'm like, okay, fine. We'll get the money up. We'll get a bondsman, whatever. But the prosecutor says, hey, can you hold him while we appeal this? And so they go upstairs, and there's a woman judge who I presume is a Democrat, and they do the exact same thing, and the judge just makes the complete opposite decision.
Now, this other hearing happened later in the afternoon, and it was a lengthy hearing. Didn't the second hearing take much longer?
It did, because the first judge did not want to hear this guy taking my out-of-context statements from my violent racist talk show because it was irrelevant to the case.
But the other judge was willing to let them play clips from your show. You apparently even took the stand, according to one of the articles I was reading about this.
Yes, so they didn't actually end up playing the clips from the show. They readied up, they were going to play the Vice News documentary. And instead, I took the stand, and the prosecutor asked me, did you make these statements? I said, you're mutilating the context, but yes, I made them, right? So the thing is, but like I said, you know, if you put the radical agenda on trial, I mean, you know, then let's just forget about this, the court of law, folks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right, because there's supposed to be freedom of speech.
I do not have a war in history. I've never fled from law enforcement. I do not have a violent criminal past. And, like, the idea that I'm just running around pepper spraying people for kicks is ridiculous, as does anybody who knows anything about me know. You know, but they're trying to make it out to be that way. And because I'm sitting here facing these charges and I'm making jokes about it, with the guys from The Right Stuff, they're going in there and they're, you know, making a big deal out of it that I'm using racial epithets.
Well, I guess the point here would be, Ian, there's freedom of speech. Obviously, doesn't mean freedom to threaten, but at the same time, and it doesn't mean freedom to
threaten anybody.
Agreed. And if he was going to do something like that, he would have, you know, probably have done it before this. Like pepper spraying is the least of sins in this. What, you know, sort of went on there in Charlottesville. Everybody came for a fight, and many people got one, is kind of how I see it.
That is not accurate. That is completely inaccurate, as a matter of fact, because one of the things that you guys haven't seen, one of the things that will be shown at trial, is that we had a security meeting before that UVA thing, okay? We went down there to have a peaceful demonstration. We coordinated with law enforcement. The cops told us they were going to clear our opposition from our path. So part of the reason that there was violence erupting when we ran into these people was they were a surprise to us. The whole entire point was the cops were supposed to have them out of there. We were not supposed to run into our enemies. And when we went down there, those guys were there, to my knowledge, against the orders of the law enforcement, and they attacked us because they wanted to provoke us to violence. It was Frederick the Great said, in war, the real aggressor is the one who forces the enemy to fire the first shot, right? And so these people were sitting there waiting for us and provoke a conflict with us. And we had seen them on their forums and their chat rooms saying that they were going to bring – we had this, like, torch march. We were walking down with tiki torches, you know, chanting, okay? And so they were going out, and they said that they were going to throw oil at our torches and try to set us on fire. So we knew that we were running into a dangerous conflict, and we went there prepared to defend ourselves, obviously. But we did everything in our power to avoid the violence, and the city put us in that spot. It was a setup.
Well, now – as I understand it, when it comes to public parks or whatever, anybody can be there. So maybe if somebody told you they were going to clear the park, probably were lying to you. And I think it was some kind of park, right? Where was this statue?
The park was on Saturday, and we were supposed to have we had a permit for the park, right? So, like, we were supposed to have it all to ourselves. When you get a permit for something, you can take exclusive control.
Generally, that's not true. That's not true. At least not in New Hampshire. At least not here.
We had a permit to have exclusive control. Our guys were supposed to control who got in there, and we were supposed to be able to get our vehicles in there. That was the arrangement that we had. I don't know what happens in New Hampshire. We got a limited amount of time here. What happened?
Chris, if you want to stand by, you can. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to join us right here if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here tonight on this live Saturday show, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, we were talking with Christopher Campbell. We're going to bring him back on here, but you wanted to add something in about Bullet Blocker.
Yeah, bulletblocker.com. If I had been, for whatever reason in this particular park at this particular time in Charlottesville, Virginia, when this march was going on, I would have been wearing...
Which you wouldn't have been, because you're not Antifa and you're not the white supremacist.
Well, I mean, you know, as yes, I wouldn't have been there at all. Bulletblocker.com, however, has a bunch of different garments and briefcases and backpacks and these sorts of things, and they're bulletproof. You have to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that is, bulletproof, too. They're airport security friendly, the thinnest, lightest ballistic available in today's market, very flexible and concealable. You can get something for the whole family there at bulletblocker.com. It's not the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. The lives in your family are priceless. Protect them at bulletblocker.com.
We're going back to Chris Cantwell. He's on the line from Albemarle, Charlottesville Regional Jail. And you're in segregation, and you're going to be there, it looks like, for the next few months, since at the bail hearing, which was a double bail hearing. You had one earlier in the day on Thursday when you were given a $25,000 bond. And then the prosecution immediately appealed that, and apparently that means that they get the appeal on the same day. So they held you until the afternoon.
Found themselves a different judge.
Then had a lengthy hearing at that point, and ultimately that other judge decided to revoke any bail for you and hold you until whatever the next trial, or I guess I don't even if it is a trial date, whatever the next date is, which is now scheduled for November?
Yeah, so the next date that we have is what they call in Virginia preliminary hearing. And there's a possibility that we go in there and we present our evidence and the charges get dropped and I might get out then. What will probably happen if I do get it dropped is that they will simply indict me because it's not a difficult thing to do, and it's a separate process here in Virginia. It's worth pointing out, I want to say, that it's possible for me to appeal this bond decision, but it takes like 6 months to do that, according to my attorney, which sort of defeats the purpose.
Justice's terrible swift sword.
So I am. It looks like I'm going to be here until at least November 3rd, wonderful accommodations here. But really, really, really nice. As far as jails go, I got to say the place ain't bad, and I've been treated respectfully, and I'm safe. They have me in protective custody. Like, they won't let me near any other inmates. It makes it difficult to take a shower sometimes. We got to like lock down every area that I'm in. But I'm safe, and I'm being treated. With respect. So that's.
But you're low. You're now looking at 60 years in prison on increased felony counts here on a situation that, as you pointed out, if it were anybody else, if it were any common fight in the streets of Charlottesville or whatever, these people would have been granted bond. In your case, you don't have any violent history whatsoever. You've got a minor criminal history, like including I think a DUI or something from New York from many years ago when you were much younger. So no violent criminal history whatsoever. But basically, this judge, this second judge, made statements. I don't have them pulled up in front of me right now, but I was reading an article earlier, like made statements suggesting that it was your speech that specifically led her to your speech on your show, Radical Agenda, that led her to revoke the bond. Is that true?
Yes. Revoke is not the right term. They granted the prosecution's appeal. So, but revoke would have meant like I made bond and then they revoked it and took my money away.
Okay.
So, but they granted the prosecution's appeal of my bond, which was granted downstairs. So it has the impact of me staying in jail, though. Yes. And so it's blatant judge shopping, guys. Okay. The prosecutor tried to do this downstairs. The judge is like, that's not relevant. You both know it's not. Stop it. And then granted me the bond. And the prosecutor said, well, you know, the judge upstairs is more on my level, so I'm going to go do that. And that's all there was to it. And I'll tell you what, this is something that I'm realizing, and it's very scary to be down here, because even as I've spoken with, I don't want to name names or anything like that, but certain people who work within the system down here have made me aware that Charlottesville is a very special place. And by special, I mean corrupt to the core. This place is governed by the Red Army, essentially, and they do not care what the law is. Laws are just something that they use to beat people over the head with when they don't like their ideas. And I just want to point out real quick also, you guys said if we were coming back that Mark wouldn't have been there because he's not Antifa or a white supremacist. I want to say that not everybody who's out there with us is a white supremacist. A lot of people were genuinely concerned that the left is trying to destroy American history and don't think that that's a very good idea, and they have very good reasons for doing that. And everybody who tries to associate them with ideas that are unfashionable as a result of that is really doing a disservice to their country. Donald Trump was right when he said that there is a lot of fine people out there, and a lot of fine people out there who do not agree with what I say.
So you're going to be sitting for a while. The situation here is pretty clear. Like, it's interesting when some of your haters are able to actually discern that you're not being treated fairly here, and that's what we've seen happen. One of our callers pointed out that you're a political prisoner, and he's been a long critic of yours. You and actually informed me, apparently, that Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, who's never been a friend of yours, apparently has been standing up for you and at least your right to not be suffering like this under this insane system.
Similarly got my back when I had to pull my gun in Keene, you know? Look, as long as you guys have known me, there's been two incidents of violence that I've been engaged in. This one and when I pulled my gun out on Main Street, right? Oh, well, actually, I slapped Cody the one time.
Hold on. Wait. Let's clarify. You're talking about Cody O'Connor, the host of Off the Air Live on LRN.FM. That was a self-defensive slap, and it was crystal clear from the video footage. I was there. I witnessed it. He put his hands on you. You guys were in an argument. He put his hands on your face, and you slapped him down. So you were completely in the right there. And in the situation action on Main Street in Keene, which I didn't witness, but you did get video of and other people witnessed, you were would have been in the right to shoot the man who was threatening you.
The police actually thanked him in that circumstance.
Yeah.
Look, I hate defending Cantwell, and I wish he'd stop putting himself in positions where I have to.
Well, anyway, what happened there was some guy who was threatening some women on the streets at like 4 in the morning in Keene, New Hampshire. You were walking home, Chris, and you decided to, you know, insert yourself and try to defend the women he was threatening. And the man and apparently one of the women started coming at you. You drew your gun and said, look, get back or I'll shoot you, basically. And
apparently through that alcohol-induced fog, they figured that much out and stepped back.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah, well, when the police showed up, they finally figured it out. At one point, the guy said, "You're not going to shoot me, bro. You're not a cop," and I was going to prove him wrong. But luckily, the cops showed up, and they dealt with it with courtesy and professionalism. And I got to say, it was a life changing moment for me. I started really like changing my views on a lot of things after that night, you know. And so when we came out here, I was really serious about trying to make sure that we were compliant with the law, make sure that we were not, you know, we knew that. I know, guys. I know because of the things that I say that I'm going to be painted as a bad guy no matter what. Even when I'm not engaging in any activity whatsoever, I'm just in my house all by myself. People are accusing me of being a violent criminal. Of course, when I go out and I pepper spray someone in the face, I'm going to get accused of a crime, right? So I'm very careful about these things. I'm very knowledgeable about what I'm doing. And I had a body camera on me the night that this happened. If anybody watches that Vice News documentary, you can see it on the clip of my shirt.
But it got lost.
That was taken off in the melee. I hope they find it, because that's proof. You know what I'm saying? You guys already saw the evidence that I had pepper sprayed those people who said I pepper sprayed them, and they're claiming that I pepper sprayed them directly. So if we can prove that they're lying, and I'm sitting in here facing 60 years in prison for stuff that anybody who bothered to take a second look at it knows is false.
Yep, and I want to say thank you for calling in here tonight. I know, you're paying for it. You said people can donate to your phone fund over at, what was it, jailatm.com?
Yeah, jailatm.com. I think it's the right stuff that business is posting. I said, I don't know exactly what my address is off the top of my head. 631-424 is my inmate number, and ChristopherCantwell.com. You can send me Bitcoin over there and keep up with all of my antics. People still updating the website.
Chris, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck. Again, have a good night. Of course, Free Talk Live doesn't agree with, you know, what Chris's viewpoints are on race, but we do agree that even the most despicable viewpoints should have the right to be expressed in America. I would like to see free speech around the world, but it's something that we have here, supposedly. But he's being punished for utilizing his freedom of speech more so than any other person in a similar situation, I think, would be. You're welcome to share your thoughts and comments here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Dean and Mark in the studio here on this live Saturday edition. We've still got more we can talk about with the nurse situation out in Salt Lake City. You can comment on what's happening to Christopher Cantwell. It's interesting. It's nice to see when people can separate themselves from their disagreements with Christopher Cantwell, and there are a myriad of disagreements that we would have with him and do have with him on his views on race, for instance. But it's nice when even his strongest critics are able to separate themselves out from, okay, yes, he does have these horrible racist beliefs, but also be able to see at the same time that what's happening to him should not happen to people here in, you know, the United States. They are treating him differently. They are treating him as a political prisoner. He has been...
Because of the things he's said.
Right, because of the things he's said, which are not threats. They're just despicable. Okay? And so the freedom of speech is supposed to protect the despicable speech. You don't have to protect popular speech. Popular speech is popular and, you know, doesn't need protecting. It's the sick stuff. It's the angry stuff. It's the, you know, disgusting, despicable stuff that needs to be protected if you value freedom of speech. And if you don't... If you want to go after Christopher Cantwell and you want to see him suffer because of the things he's said, then you shouldn't be surprised when someday somebody else gets in charge of the government that you had punished Chris Cantwell for the things he said, and then they turn that state against you, and then they turn all the rules that have been chucked out the window about freedom of speech because now they can go after people, you know, for what they've said.
Right. When you chuck the rules of freedom of speech out the window, then your speech is at some point not going to be protected.
There's a chance of that happening. And so it's just all that matters is whether the political winds change and somebody else gets in charge, somebody that doesn't like you.
But don't the political winds always change?
Yeah, well, eventually they tend to do that. Yeah, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. You can share them with us here on Free Talk Live. David is calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire, which is where Chris is from. Go ahead, David.
Yep.
I was just calling to say it was disappointing to hear, Chris, that he's not in the general population.
I don't know if he wants to be.
One front, I want to say that he's very wrongly being treated. The police facilitated a confrontation rather than what they're supposed to do, which is the opposite. So all that being said, I want to say one more thing, which is my hope is he gets raped or beat up in there, and I've taken measures to facilitate that.
What kind of measures are
pretty harsh?
I sent a letter in there from his black boyfriend telling him not to cheat.
Oh, that's funny.
You sent a letter to Chris Cantwell to the jail as though you are a black man who is his boyfriend, and you're hoping that...
A postcard, actually.
So you're hoping that the jail guards are going to read that, and somehow that's going to result in Chris getting beaten up?
I just presume as a postcard, it will be spread around more... You know, more chance.
You think it's
going to
be spread around? You think it's going to be spread around the inmates?
Hello,
hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Are you good? Yeah.
You're saying you think that the postcard's going to be spread around to the inmates?
It's just much more chance being a postcard. There's more chance of it being seen, is what I'm trying to say.
I wouldn't say so. It's unlikely that they're having inmates sort the mail. Although I suppose that could happen. That's not how they did it, as I understood it, in the jail that I spent some time in for civil disobedience here in New Hampshire, but not all jails are created the same. David, any other comments you want to share tonight?
That's my spiel. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call tonight. You know, as far as Chris getting hurt, I'm sure there are a lot of people who feel similarly who would get, some sense of satisfaction or schadenfreude in Chris receiving a beatdown or some other sort of pain. I think it is worth pointing out that the very next day after Chris was involved in that fight in Charlottesville at the statue of Robert E. Lee, when that happened, the next day he was at some other thing in that area, some other kind of event in a park of some sort. And
I thought that the park was where the Robert E. Lee thing was. And
that
was
is a park.
The
college was the next day.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
The college was the first day.
Okay, well, I don't know where it was the second day, Mark, but there was a second day. So the Robert E. Lee statue, wherever the hell that is in Charlottesville, I don't know where that is. It doesn't really matter to me where that is. But the next day they were at some sort of other event in Charlottesville, and Chris was pepper sprayed. Remember the pictures of Chris, like, you know, with milk being poured on his head, and
yes,
he was crying, and, you know, there was spread everywhere. Well, in that particular case, he was definitely attacked without any kind of provocation. And there is video of that attack, and I have seen that video. It has yet to come out publicly, but I have seen that video, and they're currently trying to find the assailant who was captured on that video.
Yeah, so this is one thing. Now, Cantwell claimed in his call, it surprised me, that their expectation that he and the white nationalists or whomever it was that came out there, the alt-right folks, did not expect a confrontation when they did the Tiki Torch March. Because
they thought it was going to be an empty park and that it was exclusive for them.
Yeah, that the police were keeping everybody at bay. The Antifa folks seemed to come prepared for a conflict. They wear helmets, they wear masks, they have shields, these kind of things. His claim was that they weren't prepared for that. There you go. The Antifa folks are going to be harder to find because they're wearing masks.
Let's go to, and this person was disguising themselves. They were not wearing a mask, but they did have a hoodie on and very large dark sunglasses, the attacker, with the pepper spray. So let's go to, so if you want to, if you believe that Cantwell initiated the conflict on Friday night with pepper spray, then you could already say that karma got him back for that one. But let's go to David in New Mexico. So different David in New Mexico, listening to Kiva. Go ahead.
Yeah, excuse my voice. Let me share some observations based on what I've heard in your program today. What somebody made a comment about Charlottesville being red, extremely left. And, I've had a similar experience here in New Mexico. In fact, like I've shared with you, the FBI, the leader of the FBI, the special agent in charge, even said New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation, surpassing Illinois even.
Wow.
And so that is my experience. I've experienced to a degree things that were described and things along that line. Other states I've lived in, I've lived many places, but New Mexico, it's the worst that I've seen.
And, I think everybody thinks that where they live is the worst generally, but I mean,
I don't.
Yeah,
I agree with you, Mark. New Hampshire is not as bad in a lot of ways as a lot of other places. But
I've experienced bad things all of the other places I've lived. It's just that nothing rising to this level.
Yeah.
And I wanted to help people out by one thing that I have noticed in. Especially that old saying about whether Einstein gets the attribute or whoever gets it, that thing about beware of stupid people in large numbers, mob mentality. It's entirely true. If you've noticed, like with the Antifa or pick any other group that you want of not very bright people that are emboldened by the fact that they're in a group of people, whether it's a group of three or a group of six or a group of 600, it's an actual phenomenon. You got to watch out for it.
And oh, absolutely.
Something that he's encountering, Cantwell's encountering, and possibly in Salt Lake, you know, or in every situation is these people. And this shocked me because I grew up in Minnesota and there are jerks everywhere, including there. However, it shocked me the degree to which people will flat out lie, even when they're under an oath, you know, in writing, and they're filling out a police report. If they're testifying in court, they will flat out lie as to what happened. And so that happens. And here's a good example, something that happened to me in a fairly small community. And I was out of town for a few months, and when I got back, a friend of mine made a point of coming to me to warn me about something. He had been in a local restaurant and was sitting in the next booth over from some cops. There was town cops and deputy sheriffs and such. And listen up, law enforcement, because this is both good and bad. It's not just bad against you. It's good on you as well. So listen up. What he told me is that he overheard the discussion. One of the officers brought up in conversation said, you know, hey, have you seen that guy that drives a certain vehicle? I haven't seen him around for a while. And somebody said, no, I haven't seen him. And then this officer goes, he's a real, and this is radio friendly, he's a real a-hole. There, what can we do to get him in jail?
Wow, yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all when you hear stories about that. In fact, it kind of reminds me of what we were going to share with you, and I might hear in a moment, of what Detective Payne from the situation with the nurse who was arrested had to say with some of his fellow officers after the fact, which was captured by his body camera. So we'll share that coming up with you here in moments. Thank you, David, for your call tonight. If you're on the line, stand by. We're going to get you on the air coming up here in hour number three. We got time for you. 855 450 free like freedom, whether it's the Cantwell thing or whatever's on your mind, you can share it. It's Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.